So part, I have a bit of a temptation just to dog Judas this morning, okay? Just a little temptation to put him down, but I'm not going to do that. I am going to ask, I wonder if the other apostles suspected Judas before this time. Or if I wonder if he just blended in. You know, I have a feeling he just blended in. And I wonder, I have read a number of theories about Judas, that Judas was a nationalist and he was expecting Jesus to be a different kind of Messiah. And when he figured out that Jesus is not the kind of, I'm not on his team. I'm expecting a different, we got to get rid of the Romans a different way. And so Jesus is part of the problem, not the solution. So Judas, you know, what's going on with Judas? But this question towards the end of the gospel today is the question I want to hold in front of you, and I was holding in front of myself this morning earlier. And Judas's betrayer said, "Surely it is not I, Rabbi." And, you know, obviously, the beginning of the gospel is he's gone to the chief priest already to get his 30 pieces of silver. He knows it's him. But this idea of surely it is not I. And there's a passage in one of the Psalms, and I looked it up before Mass. Now it's escaped me again. I think it's Psalm 19, okay? And it is, Lord, protect me from hidden faults. Forgive me from my hidden faults. You know, I've asked you this question before. Have you ever thought you were right and turned out you were wrong? Even maybe about something moral, even about something that would be, you know, impact how you understand your faith life and your journey with Jesus? Surely it's not I. I couldn't be wrong. Well, we should, if we've reached the age of most of us here, we should all know we could be wrong and so I hear Judas say, surely I'm not doing anything wrong, and we all know he is. But let's not worry about Judas so much as let's worry about ourselves. And ask the Lord to show us where maybe we've been wrong, and that we can repent and we can have sympathy on others who might be wrong. And again, being grateful, again, for Jesus, who is the good shepherd, that comes to gather the sheep to him. Now, there's no question that Judas was aware of the fact that he was lying to Jesus. But there might be some question about whether Judas really thought he was betraying Israel. Because he might have rejected Jesus as the wrong kind of Messiah. So, see the complexities of when we start kind of getting under the surface a little bit of all this. And I want to make sure that Holy Week is not let's judge Judas Week, okay? But it is let's repent of our sin week. Let's be aware of where we've been wrong week. Let us understand that Jesus came to save us sinners week. And so today, as we see Judas's selling Jesus, lying to Jesus's face, denying it, being kind of under this blanket of denial and blindness. Yeah, we can judge Judas, but let's turn that great vision inward and ask God to show us our faults, protect us of hidden faults, give us patience with others knowing, Lord, that you have been patient with us.